All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Joe McNally is my guest. And you know, Joe, it would be, if we were just talking about one or two things that the Republicans were, you know, mucking up, it would be different. But even since when did the President of the United States get such a little respect as what they give to Joe Biden? And so Joe Biden did not create all the confluence of things that are going on now in this country, Joe. And to blame one man who's been in office for less than 2 years for all of the issues and problems that have occurred in this country, and to talk and treat the presidency, the president of the United States, it goes back to the way they treated Barack Obama, and now the way they treat Joe Biden with disdain.
And the other thing is, and I have to blame the media for this some too. Every time I read a story about what's going on in the country today, and every month reports are coming out about the economy of the United States. And do you know that for ever since Joe Biden has been in office,
all the jobs that
we have created more jobs
right.
In a shorter period of time than has ever happened in the United States of America. Every month, we are creating hundreds of thousands of jobs. You remember how long it took after the so-called Great Recession, which was the worst economic time you and I went
right.
through.
2008.
Since the Great Depression. And it took 6 years for that Great Recession for the country to recover from the Great Recession. Barack Obama wasn't responsible for that, but George Bush was responsible
right.
for it. But it took 6 years of building back the country to recover from the damage done under the Republicans under their previous president. In less than 2 years, we have recovered from the incredible damage that Donald Trump did the economy, that shut down the entire economy because he was totally ignorant about how to even get the vaccines out to Americans that they needed to end the pandemic that had closed down the entire economy. He kept lying about it. Even though both parties, this was an example of both parties coming together in a time of crisis. The Democrats and Republicans funded rapid development of the vaccine to end the pandemic. But then after Donald Trump, it was created in rapid fire, the fastest we have ever developed a vaccine in our history under Trump. He didn't know how to get it distributed to people around the country. In fact, he turned it. He didn't want to have anything to do with it because people would criticize him, because how long it might take. So he made all the governors figure out what to do about it. And meanwhile, he's discouraging people from getting vaccinated, for God's sake. and the Republican Party did the same thing. They because they have always wanted to attract any fringe group, any right wing fringe group, and the anti-vaxxers were actually controlling his party, and he didn't want to get out there and lead vaccinations. And he still isn't getting out there to lead vaccinations. And Republican Party is still trying to discourage
Joel, people
from getting vaccinated.
For heaven's sakes, there are people dying all around you. They're trying to make us wear a mask. How do you even, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
These are the people we're talking about, Joel.
Yes, and the fear.
Well, we want. They're making our children wear masks. People dying like flies everywhere.
Yeah.
And yet there are people who are supporting that crazy talk.
Yes. And they're called Republicans.
Yes.
and we cannot allow that disdain for life in America. To control our country. We really can't. And every election, we have to vote on that. We have to vote to get rid of the people who are spreading ignorance and violence and danger in our country. And that is on the ballot in every single election. It's certainly on the ballot in November.
You know, Joel, you and I have seen a lot of elections, and they're all important. But I got to tell you, I can't think of one in our lifetimes as important as where we are now. You know, it's only been a few years that you've taken this away from Republican rule. And now, for heaven's sakes, to think we're going to turn around and give it back to them. They haven't done anything to deserve leadership of this nation.
You know what? They're not promising to do anything either.
That's right.
They talk about inflation, but they do not have any plan to stop inflation. Joe Biden is working every day to try to do things to come up with, you know, turning this economy around and to affect the prices. At the same time, we know that he's got a war going on
that he didn't create.
And that he's not going to put troops into, but he has started an economic war against Russia to stop it, and the American people support him in that role. They support his fight.
Well, there are people on the right who don't, Joe.
I know. I know what channel you're talking about.
I know. Joe, I'm just saying, all of these things that... You know, there's a global recession coming, and Americans need to pull together. Whatever happened to Americans pulling together, Joel, for what's in the best interest of the people of the nation? Shouldn't we be there now? Isn't this the time?
Wasn't that the fight we had when Barack Obama was president and he was trying to recover from the Bush recession?
Right.
And Mitch McConnell and the Republicans were blocking everything he tried to do.
Right.
And they're doing exactly the same thing with Biden. They don't want the pandemic to end right now because Biden is president. And so that's why they're discouraging vaccinations.
They don't want the gas prices to come down.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
neither do the oil companies.
No. You know, Joe, all of this and where we are and the time and Joe, I don't see again. You know, the only way out is like you said again is the polls. Joel, you got. Can you hang with me a little longer? You got to go.
I'm gonna have to go pretty quick.
Okay. So we got to go. I'll let you go. We got to go to a break. But thank you as always, my friend.
I enjoy the fight too.
All right.
We all got to keep fighting.
Really appreciate it. Talk with you later. All right. Goodbye.